views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Her own life experience of substance abuse, a debilitating car accident, child abuse, loss of her own child, cancer at 18, and again at 48, all became catalysts for Kate to help others beat down the doors of defeat and focus on creating a truly amazing life. With the help of some dynamic individuals who've also overcome life's challenges and truly came out stronger, Kate promises to bring listeners an inspiring hour of power filled with humor and insight. Join Kate and her weekly guest as they share their secrets, what almost brought them down, and the inspiring techniques we all need to make our lives epic and spread the juiciness of hope. Now, here's your host, Kate Hennessy.
When I hear that intro, it makes me feel as though I've had the most horrible life. And I can tell you, I have not. I have had the most amazing life. And I am so grateful for everything that's ever happened to me to bring me here, talking to you, and being able to bring to you some amazing people that I've met on my journey. I've been so, so very fortunate to meet the most amazing people. And today, I'm getting to bring on one of my favorite people. Wonderful, wonderful, the amazing Michelle Houchens. Michelle is a psychic, but she's so much more than just a psychic. She not only can read you, read your thoughts, but she does so many things to inspire other people to use their talents and abilities to the utmost potential that we all have. So you know all about her. She's been doing this for over 25 years. I'm just going to bring her on because the switchboard is, as always, going crazy. Everybody wants to talk to my friend. Namaste, Michelle. Welcome. Well,
Namaste, Kate. Namaste, Brian, behind the scenes. And everybody out there listening, too. Namaste. I'm so honored to be back on the show. I love the topic of get focused, isn't it? It's all about get focused, get conscious.
Yeah,
you
always
know?
About that, eh? Always.
Yeah.
And tell our listeners what namaste means, because it's one of my favorite things about you. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. Namaste is Sanskrit for bow I to you, meaning, you know, many people look at it, and it's really more of a gesture than a saying in India and Nepal. And it is, you know, essentially, I see the light being in you, bow I to you. So I love that. I was in the process for 5 years of adopting two children from Nepal. And the good news is they got adopted. I just couldn't get them out of Nepal, but they have a wonderful, wonderful home, and I stay in touch with the family, and the kids are great. So I love to say that because so often, Kate, you know, today we're going to talk about these love agreements that we have. And listen, Kate, your whole life has been a love agreement. Love agreements, you know, are other than this, you know, beaver cleaver life. Now listen,
yeah.
I love the cleaver, so there's no point of contention there. But you know, life continues to happen, and you know, sometimes we get sick, you know, addictions happen, things happen in our life, and what we are here is to do is to grow, and we have these love agreements with each other to see each other, to recognize each other and assist each other on the earth as we did in this light body form and continue our journey here. And we call them love agreements, and at times they're for these intimate partnerships, but an intimate partnership can be the best friend you've ever had. It may be your child. It may be a coworker that every day you go to work and, gosh, all they do is smile at me, and it makes my day. In fact, I really don't know them, but my love agreement is they give me hope every day.
Oh, that's awesome. I like that. And I'm sure we've all had something like that happen with us, right? Where you meet somebody and you just have that feeling in between each other. Sometimes they're in your life forever after that.
Yeah, you know, there's that email that goes around, a season, a reason, a lifetime. And that's really, really true. You know, we're in these things we call soul groups. And often we will change soul groups in a lifetime. Now, the soul groups, it's not as important as how many people are in your soul group. Just know that they're in your soul group for specific reasons. Now, in ancient times, out of our ancestry, it used to be 144. Now, it can go anywhere, just for people's knowledge, from, I'm just asking as today, 96, up to about 156. Okay. And some of that has to do with, you know, these soul agreements, these soul arrangements, things that people are working on. But your agreements with people, you know, you happen to always find, Kate, and I'm sure you can relate to this as I can, as soon as you're thinking, boy, I'm going through something, I don't know how to get through this, I don't know what I'm doing, somebody walks into your life or is in your life that you rediscover, you reawaken to them, that can assist you. Right. You know, I was just having a conversation this morning, and somebody said to me, I like who you've become. And it hit me kind of, huh, what do you mean who I've become? Haven't I always been this person? And they said, no, you missed the point, Michelle. It's who you've become to me. I like who you've become. And it hit me so fantastically. I was like, isn't that true of all of us, that we recognize people, bow eye to you, I recognize you, namaste, oh, I'm reawakened to you. These are our love agreements on earth. And I call them love agreements. I see everything in energy. I'm a science girl, and my background has been cardiology and electrophysiology my entire life. I've worked in Western medicine.
Yep.
The electricity of the heart, as people know. And we really are made up of vibration and of energetic patterns. And these energetic patterns are things that people can sense. Now, some people see them, some people hear them, some people feel them, some people all of the above. It's how we feel people when they walk in the room that we don't even know. Gosh, I'm going to like them or not. Boy, they feel angry or they feel happy. There's a certain mood. We feel that vibrations, we walk into homes, into businesses, because we leave those patterns as we walk the earth. Rocks, metals, trees, plants all have vibration. So these love agreements, we have agreements. Many people call them karmic energy or karma. It's a little bit different, not to get into technicalities of this, but we have these agreements with people to exchange what we'll call vibration. Now, it could be words, it could be just a look, it could be anger,
yeah.
It could be happiness. And to assist us in finding this sense of joy on the earth. So when I say this, I say to people, you know, sometimes that boss who gave you a bad review, wow, we usually don't like it during the process or after the process or maybe even before the process. What did you learn? Did they do it in kindness? Did they do it in love? What was the emotion? You know, that's, we attach emotion to things. And as we get into the colors and things, that's the choice that we have. Now,
right.
Circumstances are going to occur, Kate, and that's why you are such a great example. And I'm going to tell you, I love your intro for you, because this is normal life. This is everyday stuff. And
it
what
is.
You've done is seen the attitude makes the difference. Our emotions are... It's like, you know, it's like the smorgasbord. We get to choose what emotion we have in every scenario. And that's, our emotions are linked to vibration with us. So these love agreements, when people hurt us, or when maybe I finally do see you, I like who you've become because I finally see you. You know, don't take offense to that. You know, I kind of went, what do you mean that you like who I've become? I've been this person all the time. And then they said, no, it's who you become to me. And I went, oh my gosh, thank you for that correction. And thank you for that lesson. What a great lesson. So I'm going to stop there and...
Yeah. So our show is really dealing about today, not so much what you have given to me, but what I have actually given to you, what I brought to your life. And I love that. And what I'd love to do is let's bring Tracy on from North Carolina. Tracy, we're going to bring you on and we're going to listen to what you want to ask Michelle. And then we're going to go to a break before she gives you the answer. So welcome, Tracy.
Thanks very much. I'm really happy to be here.
Awesome. You have about 30 seconds to tell Michelle what it is that you want to tell her, and then we're going to a quick break and we'll come back.
Sounds good.
Go ahead.
I'm a writer. I wrote a book called Time Warped, and then I turned it into a script. And right now it made the quarterfinals of a big contest so far. And it also went to Zac Efron's agent, whose name is Mick Sullivan. He asked for it, and I'm wondering what you see happening with the script with Time Warp.
Ooh, oh, I love it. And Kate's going to make me wait, but I'm hearing huge, huge, huge for the last comment that you just made. So when we come back, we have lots to talk about.
Yeah, you're right.
Tracy. So hold on, Tracy.
Hold on.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusedGeneration.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
We're back on Get Focused Radio with my special guest and friend, Michelle Houchins. And we have Tracy from North Carolina on the line. Tracy, you were asking about, is it a script that you've done?
Yes, it was a script from a book that I wrote.
Okay, Time Warped.
That's right.
Okay. And you want to know where this is going, right, for you. So Michelle, what do you see there?
Yeah, so Tracy, you mentioned the name who this went to. Mention that name again.
Right. Mick Sullivan.
Yeah, very, very, very good. However, it's going to get passed on. You were to send it to this person, it's going to get passed on to someone. This is what I would call a winner, winner, chicken dinner. It's another, it's like an editor, but it's a producer. Oh. It's a she, and she's linked into a producer. It's a little, listen, it's one of those that it's going to go far, and who it's hands it's going to end up in, without getting into too much detail, is a winner, winner, chicken dinner. Now, Tracy, if you know me at all, that's a really good thing. That's like hitting a bullseye. Here's the thing. Do you see this as a documentary, or do you see it something like Elizabeth Gilbert, Eat, Pray, Love? What do you desire for this to do? Having a little clear intention is what I'm hearing about it. Does that make sense of what you desire? And what do you desire for this to do for the world? Now, you're pretty, okay, hold on. You're pretty clear about that, but what format do you desire for the world to see it in? No, okay, they're telling me that I got that one right.
Yeah, definitely a movie, but it does have a little bit of a spiritual bent to it, but it's a sci-fi fantasy movie.
I'm hearing it is sci-fi, however, there will be people who will think this actually happened. Does that make sense? Tracy, it's going to be a very weird thing, but... And I'm just triple check, and I'm right on track. There are elements of this that are so real that people will say, wow. Now, I want to point you towards Avatar. It's a lot like Avatar, they're telling me, that people said, of course, Avatar is fantasy, sci-fi, but a lot of people said, no, it's very real. I hear that's a lot of what you've written. Does this make sense?
Yeah, to a certain degree, it does. I mean, it's you know, a time travel story, so it goes back into 1969, but,
Yeah, now don't parallel it that it's just like Avatar. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying how people experience the movie is what it's about, and that's what people will see. So... is your intention for people to see this in the movie, to see it as if something... Okay, so let me get really clear. Is it something you want people to see as real, is what I'm hearing? Like, this really happened. Now, that sounds like a really weird thing to say, but it is going to take your movie into a different, in a sense, class of movie, meaning... if you truly believe what you're writing and this whole experience that people are and have and will undergo, it will be almost a number one hit. It will be, you know, that movie My Greek Wedding, like the silent movie that like came from nowhere. That's your movie.
Yeah.
Wow, Tracy.
Yeah.
So what I'm
telling you, it's very, very important. This is the piece missing. This is why you were to call in today to me. The link is intention, and the intention is, can you be okay if people start asking you, is this true, Tracy? Like, where did this come from? Does that make sense?
Yeah, you know, and I'm told a lot of times when I write, I do sort of channel in some way. So it feels whenever I'm writing any story.
Yeah, you totally did. Now, it's all being divinely guided is what I hear, and hold your intention that you'll allow people to take the movie, your book. Now, you're going to have one of those things that people may see the movie before the book, but get those books ready, because once the movie hits, people will want to read this. So make sure you have enough copies on the books. People can get it. Yeah, and don't underestimate how big this could be. I hear Elizabeth Gilbert did that a little bit and went, whoa, she had no idea. When things get into what, you know, Dr. William Tiller from Stanford calls the vacuum, you know, when we manifest, it just goes, zoom. This is what this could do. Hold that intention that you'll allow people to have the experience that they are, because there's a huge, huge, huge life lesson in your book, in your movie. So have a lot of fun with it, and congratulations. I'm hearing it may not be called Time Warped, but it's something pretty darn close by the time you're done. Does that make sense?
Wow.
Perfect.
Yeah. I change titles all the time. It's like, you know, I'm a team player,
Oh, good luck. Listen, hold that intention. Have a great time with it. And I can't wait, Tracy, to see your movie.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tracy. Thank you so much.
Do you have any kind of time frame about when I might hear?
3 months? Okay, hold on. Within three months, you'll have a very clear picture of where you're going. If you hold this intention that it's this big, it's this wow, that it is definitely spiritual. It's a message for the world. It's true. It's something important for the world to know. Hold that intention. See where it manifests. It's for the all. Have a great time, Tracy. Namaste.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tracy.
I really
appreciate
this. Thank you.
So get your books ready. You're going to rocket ship off with Time Warp. Yeah. Thanks so much, Tracy. That's awesome.
I absolutely will. Don't want to take up any more of your time. You have callers. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tracy. We're going to take one more caller because after this caller, I want to talk to Michelle about Justin Timberlake. Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Cindy from Maryland, come on down.
Hello.
Hi, Cindy. What's your question
for
Michelle?
Hi.
Hi.
Well, hello, Michelle. Hello, Miss Kate. I have a huge dilemma. My lease expires for my salon, which I was trying to make into a holistic healing center in March. And I am just torn as to where I'm supposed to go, because I know I heard Spirit tell me to come here. And, you know, I'm here at this location, the lease is expiring, and I'm in a downward, you know, I just feel like I'm in a tailspin, and I'm frightened. So I really need some direction as to where I'm supposed to go. I had a location I was in the process of purchasing in 2010. The deal fell through and I came here. So I don't know where I'm supposed to go next.
Namaste, Cindy. Gosh, I just went through this myself, you know. Listen, you are to continue to lease from where you're leasing right now is what I'm hearing. Does that make sense for you?
Oh, my gosh.
Now, listen, all I hear is be okay with that. Now, I'm just triple-checking to make sure I'm hearing correctly, and I'm hearing very correctly. Okay, so what's the dilemma?
I've had, like, things are starting to shut down around me here, and it's just telling me, it just feels like it's the end of the lease. I mean, the lease has expired. I've spoken with my landlord, and he's like, okay, fine. If you can find somebody to buy the business, then you can move on. I have a hair product line, so, you know, I'm not sure. I'm trying to increase and expand my product line, Viva, and trying to really go into opening a holistic healing center. And this location is not, it's like, I've tried and tried, and it's not becoming that which I desire it to be. And that's all, you know, letting go so I can move forward and, you know, figure out where I'm supposed to go with, you know, with the location that can support that.
Okay, so Cindy, this is what I'm hearing, is it's other than the best and highest good for you to change jobs right now. There's more coming forth that is in the unknown. And that's why sometimes it feels like, gosh, something's dragging on me. It's like a boat anchor, like it's weighing me down. It doesn't let me change. What is that? And so often it's guidance. It's guidance from the universe. It's guidance from spirit. Now, in saying that, ultimately, yes, You're just, I don't want to say you're ahead of yourself. You're not. This immaculate idea is having you plan. However, what I'm hearing is that your intention is to not miss a beat with money, too. And in doing so, this holistic healing center would almost bankrupt you. Now, I say this to you, that until it's completely in its final stages, everything is timed and in the universe. Now, this is your choice. It's very, very important for me to tell you what I'm hearing is simply choice. You must choose that of which is good for you. However, when you, you know, I'm saying this to all the listeners because I've gone through this a lot in my life. When I'm feeling resistance, is it that I'm too early on the path or perhaps the choices I'm making, I don't know what I don't know yet. And for you, I'm hearing that's the case. You just don't know what you don't know yet. Now, that's what I'm hearing. However, you are to be in the... your clients use you as a sounding board all the time, don't they, Cindy?
My friend, Michelle?
I have a couch called Oprah's Couch.
Claire, I have to interrupt you. We have to take a break. We're going to come back in 1 minute and listen to why you are a sounding board for everybody. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and
helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Welcome back, everyone. We are here with Michelle Houchins, and we have Cindy from Maryland on. We were just saying, Cindy, that Michelle said you're somewhat of a sounding board, so carry on from there.
Yeah, Cindy, you there?
Okay, great. Here. I have a house called Oprah's House, where they unburden themselves.
Go ahead and say that again, Cindy. You're just breaking up a little bit.
I said I have a couch in the back of my salon called Oprah's Couch, where they sit with me and they share all their problems.
That makes so much sense for you, Cindy. Listen, you are a healer, girlfriend. That's what you know. You are a healer. Now, listen, what I hear is too financial. All of this is being done in love and divine guidance. If it feels like it's slowing you down, things are dragging, there's a reason. Mm-hmm. Trust the universe. Now, what other questions do you have?
I just don't see myself here, the location I'm in, a Seven Hooks Lane, because everything is shutting down. I have one stylist left. I have, it's like everything is drawn, it looks like it's drawing to a close, like it's ending. So it's almost like I have to kind of get out of it in order to focus on my products, because my products are supporting this business right now. And it's like I have to get away from it before it, sucks me in.
Have you ever thought about, this is what I'm being told, have you ever thought about bringing in healers into where you're working right now, into that setup?
I had brought Feng Shui or neurologist. I do Reiki. I brought that in to start, and it wasn't, the clientele weren't supporting it because,
Right. You tried to keep the same clientele. And mixing hair with this, no. It's why you're seeing it change. It's why you're seeing your stylist leave and you change. So mixing it, not so much. People don't want to hear blow dryers while they're getting Reiki. No. Now, saying that, I have great, I know that some people have that set up and I have great respect for that. So there's no judgment there, because sometimes we do what we need to do. What's happening is you're clearing house to create a healing center, my sweet. That's what I hear. Think about that. Now, trust the universe as everything's being shown. I hear you're being very divinely guided. And by the way, Cindy, you are a healer with healing touch and without. You can do energetic healing like I do without touching the body. Mm-hmm. You know that.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. Create this dream. You have it. You're being divinely guided, and trust it. Sometimes things are sacred, like land, hint, 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 is what I'm being told. So think about that where you are, okay?
Okay.
So namaste, Cindy.
Okay.
Go live the dream, Cindy.
Yeah, let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
Trust.
Okay.
Thanks, Cindy. So, Michelle, I want, before we take the next guest, the next call-in, I want to talk to you about something that is very new. We haven't talked about this before when you were on. You have gotten into some sort of music, clairvoyance with some well-known people in the industry. Tell us a little bit about that. That's really exciting.
Yeah, yeah. I have some clients who are singer-songwriters, and they tour with The Fray, One Republic. They work with Kelly Clarkson, Justin Timberlake, and they are singer-songwriters. And through my experiences, they've become my friends. And what we've been doing with them is not only centering them before they perform on stage, because they're unbelievable artists and musicians, but as singer-songwriters, allowing them to, you know, like my friend Tracy of Time Warped, is to remove the element of time and to be able to literally write songs instantaneously. They're writing songs in 5, 10, 15 minutes. They're writing full orchestras. They're hearing everything in their heads. Now, they've done this all the time, but listen, we go through an hour session, and we'll have written, anywhere from 5 to 8 songs. It's amazing. And listen, these people get vibration. Now, it's why I started adding that. And in fact, I'm in the production. We'll have our first stage show here in the next 3 months that we're adding music. I love music. Music is such a universal vibration for us. It's been around since the beginning of time. So I'll have a stage show that unites music with this whole sense of intuition. So, yeah, I mean, no matter what profession that you're in, utilize this guidance that we call intuition from this higher source, you know, and have fun with it. So, yeah, it's been really fun, Kate.
That is so cool. Now, if we have some people out there, some aspiring musicians or, you know, anyone who just wants to get in touch with you, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I work with businesses. I've got a chocolate business, a yoga business, a Fortune 100 business, you name it. It doesn't matter what industry you're in, or let's say you're just, your business is taking care of the kids. You can reach me at on my website, Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, and it's Houchens, Houchens.com.
Perfect. Thank you. Now, we have another call in, so let's bring her on. It's Claire from Atlanta, Georgia. So, Claire, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi. Welcome to the show. What's your question for Michelle?
Hi. Well, interestingly, I'm a singer-songwriter.
Okay.
And I feel like in the last 9 months, I've just had a big jump. And I've got a lot of things going on, and I'm just wanting some guidance on where my areas to focus on might be as I really try to push through creatively and connect with my other creative musical friends.
Yeah, yeah. Claire, are you getting married?
I am.
I'm hearing
well, no,
that.
I am currently married.
Okay. Let me ask why I'm hearing that. It's like you're getting remarried. Are you awakening to your husband? Are you starting to see his soul? Now, you know, we talked about these love agreements. Are you seeing him in a different way than you ever have before, is what I'm hearing?
I am, but I don't know that that's a... I feel like as I've been through transition, I have so many areas of my life that are just changing and transitioning personally.
Here's why I'm asking this. It's the first thing that came up from this higher power I would call source. And, you know, some people term to this as God, universe, many, many, many things. Sometimes we find these people along the way that are really, they come out of the woodwork for us exactly when we need it. And I hear your husband, like this marriage that you're almost just really, really, really getting into, has been really, really, really there for you. Like he's really starting to understand you. Now, you're an unbelievable songwriter. You're trying too hard. Does that make sense?
It does.
Sit down and try. Now, you know, there's a lot of movies that talk about the whole art of trying. What I'm hearing is to intermix the sense of being. you think your songs are too simplistic. They're not. They relate to the everyday person. Think of the Beatles song, Let It Be. You know, some of the most world-famous songs have very little words or vibration in them. It's all intention. Go with the intention part, and I hear major, major winner, winner, chicken dinner. Now, I hear California, California, California for you. Are you going out there?
Okay.
Are you working with people there?
I have a manager who's based in Los Angeles. Yeah, I have a manager in Los Angeles.
I hear California, California, California for. Your backup is Nashville. California for you. California is where your direction is moving. Intention, intention, intention. You know, it's funny. I work with a very famous songwriter. He's been in it for a long time. And he is so intent on his intention, he's almost unconscious about it. He's been doing it so long. I hear that's exactly you. Does that make sense? Get very clear as you intend this, not only for it to be a number one song, but what it will do and how it will help people. See people putting it on their iPods, when they would play it, how it would work that way. And what I hear is winner, winner, chicken dinner, girlfriend, you're very, 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 very good. Very, 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 very good. And I don't say that very often.
Now, Michelle, I'm just having a psychic moment here. I feel a sponsor coming on. So we have to go. We'll be back. Claire, I wish you the best of luck. Sounds like you're going to do fantastic. Thank you for calling in. We'll be right back.
Would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Welcome back. This is the last segment for our guest, Michelle Houchins, and I'm really hoping to get the last couple of people on. If we can't, you know that we're going to have her back. You'll be the first to know. So, Michelle, welcome back. We're having a great show, lots of stuff to talk about. I know, you know, next time you come on, we're going to talk about stage shows and music intuition and some really cool things that are coming up in your life. But I can't read what's going to happen, so you have to come back and tell us all about it.
Oh, thanks, Case. Yeah, it'll be a great audience participation stage show that we're developing with rock and roll music. It's really fun, and it's all about everyone has this intuition. So what are your gifts? How do you, you don't need to tap in. It's a sense of being, and it's a sense of being you. You know, it's the juiciness of hope, to quote you, Kate. I love it, the juiciness of hope. I had to quote that because that is just such a great, great quote, you know? And by the way, Claire, you know, just like our last caller, Cindy from Maryland, sometimes when things slow down in our life, remember, it's all divine timing. Pay attention to what you do have in your life. Perhaps that's the focus. And sometimes our business slows down so we can really acknowledge and realize that people are there for us, like our husbands. Like we just really got married. Like this sense of union really, really hit us. Like, wow, like this marriage, I really feel it. And that's what I heard for Claire. That's what I heard for Cindy. So sometimes things don't make sense, and then it's all of a sudden, oh, I get it. I get why this is happening right now. So know that all is, there's no coincidence. Everything is divinely guided. Now, we've got, do we have Jennifer?
Jennifer from Massachusetts. Yeah. Jennifer, are you
fantastic.
There?
Fantastic.
I'm here.
Hi, what's your question? Hi.
I am at a changing point in my life. I took time off of work from a long-time career that I really wanted to make a change, and I have been pursuing my dream, and I have about 2 months of savings left. If the dream doesn't come to pass, I'm going to have to go back to a regular 9-to-5 job, and I just found out that the house that I've been renting has been sold, and 2 months from today, I also am going to have to move. So at this moment, my life seems so tranquil, and all of a sudden, I have no idea by April 1st where I'll be living, what I'll be doing for a living. I mean, everything is, I couldn't even guess where I'm going to be. And I was just wondering what type of a year I might have to expect.
So, Jennifer, the visions I got were like a snake shedding a skin, meaning rebirth, renewal. okay? Mm. And this whole essence of what you've done has been of the immaculate. It's much of what I went through after I left corporate America. Like, who am I? What am I? But I loved it, loved it. Now, I loved when I was in corporate America as well. Saying that, things come to an end. Now, are you seeing how all of this is very coincidental to 2 months?
Yeah.
To this whole essence of 60 days, it's all being divinely guided. What I hear is 1 week, girlfriend, give it 1 week. Now, that's a pretty short period of time, so I can't wait. Please let Kate know and let me know on my website. All I hear is this, heed warning, it's all coming true. All the dreams are coming true.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just heard relax, Jennifer. That's awesome. What you've been being told.
So just let it happen, Jennifer. Let it happen.
You know, this whole sense of trusting, believing, we think at times it's like, oh my gosh, how do I do that? You know, I'm on the human plane. You know, I need to do this, do that. All is being divinely guided, and the path, it's, you know, it's kind of, they're showing me the Wizard of Oz, like, follow the yellow brick road, you know, it's like the yellow brick road, girlfriend. That's so fantastic, you know, I'm waiting for the little munchkins to come out and sing to you, but it's kind of like, Dorothy, you're on your path. That's what I hear for you, Jennifer.
Every day I get up, all I do is visualize that I have reached my dream. I pretend I'm there. I can feel it. And I just, as the time's getting closer, I start getting a little nervous. I hate to let that happen, but when I saw an opportunity to speak to with you, I just thought it
might
give me the calmness that I need.
Ah, good. 1 week. Now, get in touch with Kate. Get in touch with me. Let me know what happens. 1 week. We can't wait to hear, Jennifer. Namaste, my friend. Follow the yellow brick road. It's just what I'm going to tell you, you know?
Okay.
It's the golden path.
So in
I'm
1 week,
for
I'm
you,
going
Jennifer.
To see something change.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, what I'm hearing is everything is divine accordance. You absolutely are on the right track. Stay there. Trust, believe, all is in divine order. Yeah, and I trust me, Jennifer, I've had those days myself, and then boom, voila. Now, you'll also be shown a lot of signs in this week, and the number one, just a single one, look it up in the meaning. That's what I continue to hear for you on this path, on this divine path, and you'll find that the number one continues to show up in your electromagnetic field, like you find it in the day, like a one. You'll also find you find pennies all the time. That's one. Have fun with that, Jennifer. Namaste.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you so much. Keep in touch. Let us know how the end of the week happens for you.
Yep, okay. pennies, Jennifer. They're all from heaven.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Thank you, Jennifer. And thank you, Michelle Houchins. If you want a little bit more of a thorough reading or to chat with Michelle, go to her website at michellehouchins.com and make sure to stay tuned because she's going to be coming back in a very near future, because I can see that, right, Michelle? I can see it. I sense it.
I would love that. And absolutely, Kate. Listen, Kate brings guests on like me, but Kate is so clairaudient, it's unbelievable. Now, she doesn't believe that because sometimes what we hear in our mind's eye or what we might say in our inner voice, it feels like, oh, that's me. But Kate predicts the future all the time. She just doesn't tell anybody that. So Kate, my prolific friend, thank you. She listens. It's such an art of listening. And that's these love agreements. You know, Yogananda just quickly says, love gives without expecting anything in return. And that's that free will. So namaste, everyone, and thank you so much. It's been a high blessing to be here.
Thank you so much, Michelle, and we'll talk to you soon. And I am going to tell you, I do have a prediction for next week's show. We will have character actor Robert David Hall, who plays quirky coroner Dr. Albert Robbins, on the Emmy-nominated CSI Crime Scene Investigation. So this is going to be a great show. He has an amazing, inspiring story. You won't want to miss it. Thank you to my great friend, Michelle Houchins. For all of you out there, please try to make a difference. goodbye for now. Can't wait for next week's show.
You've been listening to Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power, filled with humor and insight, will have you screaming yes to your life. Tune in next week as Kate and her guests share their secrets, talk about what almost brought them down, and offer inspiring techniques we all need in order to make our lives epic. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com and spread the juiciness of hope.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please enjoy the music while we reconnect you to the current show programming. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Transformation Talk Radio. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please enjoy the music while we reconnect you to the current show programming. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Transformation Talk Radio.
Sometimes you get a little rain. Sometimes you feel a little pain. No one that we need to blame. Deep inside, we're all the same.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Please enjoy the music while we reconnect you to the current show programming. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Transformation Talk Radio.